It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Hello, everyone. I'm Martha McCallum, and this is The Untold Story. Today, I am very glad to be joined by Joseph Brody, who is the leader of the Center for Peace Communications, and his new project is fascinating. I saw a segment that they did on Fox and Friends, actually, the other day, and he was speaking with Brian Kilmeade, and it really caught my attention, so I wanted to bring it to more of our listeners so that we could talk about it. And Joseph joins me now. Joseph, thank you, first of all, for being with me today.
Thank you, Martha.
So let's jump right in, because you do projects that are seeking to bring peace to the Middle East and North Africa and to roll back some of the ideologies that have been problematic for these communities and countries, and to foster a mindset of inclusion and of engagement. So let's listen to, this is the most recent set of videos that Joseph's group, the Center for Peace Communications, has done. And this is called Whispers in Gaza. So this voice that you're going to hear is someone who is in Gaza and is too afraid to make these very honest feelings known by showing their faces. So they're doing it in a way that's covered in animation so that no one knows who they are, so that they can feel free to speak. So let's listen to this.
يعني ظن الجميع أننا إرهابيون أننا نقطع الرأس صورونا بداعش
وهذا الأمر كثير الناس بتعاني منه صراحة حماس دمرت الشعب الفلسطيني بشكل كبير جدا يريد صوتنا يصل هيك للجهات الخارجية وبتمنى هذا الكلام.
So we'll be able to hear the words of this in English, and we have them just on the screen. Talk to us, Joseph, a little bit about this project and what these people are telling you. What did we just hear from that man speaking?
Well, Martha, a lot of Gazans, many, even most Gazans, according to some Palestinian opinion surveys, do not want to be ruled by Hamas. And that is a feeling that has been mounting over a generation of Hamas rule. They feel that Hamas is corrupt. It steals aid and money from the population. It starts wars that it can't win while hiding in tunnels and bunkers and leaving civilians to suffer the casualties. And their leaders live overseas, in Turkey and Qatar, in palaces and the lap of luxury. So Gazans don't want this type of a government. No one does. And enough of them were brave enough to actually take to the streets and demonstrate against Hamas in 2019 in street demonstrations. They braved gunfire and prison. There was collective punishment of their families. And yet they took to the streets again as recently as July of this year, again demanding an end to Hamas rule. So that feeling is there, and we felt we needed to find a way to bring it out to the public.
So obviously these people are very afraid of Hamas. We've seen what they're capable of against the Israelis in southern Israel. They killed 1,200 of them in cold blood in a barbaric fashion. So what are these people risking? What would Hamas do if they could identify these people and they could hear them saying that they don't want to live like this anymore?
Well, we did the interviews, have been engaging Gazans for 18 months. And of course, the situation has changed dramatically, especially over the past month. But they did risk prison or worse to speak to us and to speak frankly and candidly about life under Hamas rule. I think that part of what drove them to do it, part of what that courage comes from, is the sense of despair that even in the Arab world, there is ample coverage of Gaza, and yet very little of it is about the many Gazans who don't want Hamas to rule them. If you watch Al Jazeera, you would have no idea that Gazans are opposed to Hamas, because Al Jazeera is in the tank for Hamas. And actually, quite recently, we saw a Gazan, I think yesterday, speaking out against Hamas in a live Al Jazeera interview, and he was abruptly silenced by the cameraman because it didn't fit their narrative. So when word got around that there was a safe platform through which Gazans could say what they really feel and do so anonymously, people emerged who said that they too wanted to be heard.
You know, I watched another video, and we can drop a piece of it in here so that people can hear it when we put this out. But it was a young woman, and she was talking about how she didn't want to be forced to wear a hijab, how she didn't want religion to rule the Gaza Strip. She said that she was hopeful that unemployment could go from 90% to maybe something like 87%. She said that would make her happy. So people are simply not working. She said that she would love to live in a place like Tel Aviv, where there are movie theaters and bars and, you know, a thriving economy. It was really fascinating to me to listen to this woman talk about it. It really reminded me of conversations I've had with women in Iran. And it's a very similar, it's like living under the mullahs. And she said, we can't come and go. I would love to be able to go on a trip and leave here and come back. And it made me feel almost as if, and these people are living in homes with their families, so they are not in the horrific situation the hostages are in, but they are kind of held hostage.
Absolutely. And you've put your finger on it regarding Iran. Actually, Martha, we released the series Whispered in Gaza in 7 languages, including Farsi. Mm. And after our Arab and North American audiences, the largest audience for the series was inside Iran, where some Iranian television broadcasting from the outside are covering it, because they understand that it's the same ideology, of repression of basic freedoms, hypocrisy of claiming to rule in the name of God when in fact they are doing some very brutal and ungodly things to their own people, to say nothing of their neighbors, makes Iranians and Gazans increasingly feel that they're in one boat, they're in one camp against the same type of tyranny that is punishing those two populations, as well as people in Lebanon, in Syria, Iraq, and in Yemen, wherever Iranian proxies rule.
The Untold Story continues right after this.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services, marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you. It's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area, so you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
What is your sense? You said it could be a majority. I mean, there are 2 million people roughly living in the Gaza Strip. And I should point out one of the other things that struck me that the young woman said who was speaking in your videos. She said she would like to have a relationship with the West Bank, that she wanted Palestinians to have commonality between those two places, which I thought was meaningful as well. But what's your sense? How many people in Gaza of those 2 million feel the way these people do who are speaking out in your videos?
So there's enormous survey data being through polling that's being done by Palestinians and Westerners in Gaza going back years. The more optimistic data, to put it that way, shows 73% of Gazans believe that Hamas institutions are corrupt. 70% of Gazans would rather be ruled by someone else, given the alternative of the Palestinian Authority. Where there's overlap or agreement with Hamas, it's a Gazan majority that was supportive on the eve of this war of Hamas observing a truce with Israel so as to allow guest workers from Gaza to work in Israel and bring a livelihood back to their families. What that would mean is that most Gazans oppose Hamas. Now, is there data to the contrary? There is. And even this optimistic reading of the situation also means that one in three Gazans, which is more than 700,000 people, do support continued Hamas rule. However, we believe that they are a minority. And anecdotally, as we continue to speak with Gazans every day as part of our own ongoing news series with the pre-press, Voices from Gaza, we're finding that Hamas popularity is shrinking, not growing. It's shrinking because people understand who started this war, and they blame Hamas for the suffering that it is bringing on so many people.
I'm curious what you think about this. When you see these protesters all across America with Palestinian flags, they are not, and when people interview them, some of our reporters have had a chance to ask them, you know, to speak about what they think about all of this. They don't say, you know, I would love to see the Palestinian people freed from Hamas. They don't say that. What do you
That's
think
right.
about
and
that?
Actually, sure. A few days ago, in fact, we interviewed a Gazan civilian in the Jabalia refugee camp about what she thought of these protests calling for a ceasefire. And she explained that she was opposed to them because what they're really saying is they want Israel and Hamas to cut a deal that will keep Hamas in power. The minute that happens, Hamas emerges stronger than before. And in her words, they're going to do a new October 7th against their own internal opposition. Anybody who didn't stand with them during the war is going to face the same fate that the 1,400 Israelis tragically faced on October 7th. So what she says when asked about the protests is, if they're concerned with supporting the Palestinians, why don't they protest Hamas?
Yes.
And she urged them to choose between supporting the Palestinian people of Gaza and supporting the regime, the Hamas regime, that oppresses that population.
That's extraordinary, because this is a person who is living in a place that was just bombed by the IDF, right?
Yeah.
This, I think this is such an enormously important part of this story, and it's not talked about. Everything is, you know, talked about as if Hamas and the Palestinian people are one thing, and we see supporters all over the place, and the IDF is, you know, increasingly coming under more and more scrutiny for responding to October the 7th. It's a fascinating and terrible situation where more people are dying, but you're bringing these voices of Gaza so that people understand that they, you know, they need to be heard, these people, in all of this. So I really appreciate, Joseph, your speaking with us. Joseph Brody, Center for Peace Communications, and I really encourage people to go, you know, to pull them up on their website and to watch some of these videos. You can listen to these voices, and it will be extraordinarily eye-opening, I promise. And Joseph, we hope to continue to communicate with you on all of this as it moves forward. So I want to thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Martha.
My thanks to Joseph Brody for joining me today. He's the president of the Center for Peace Communications. There are two different sets of videos. I mean, they do a lot of work on building peace relationships in the Middle East and North Africa. But we talked about a couple of their projects. One is called Whispered in Gaza. That's the animated project that I spoke about in the beginning of our interview. And that is a production of the Center for Peace, and it has the animations of the voices, and you'll see that when you go online and look at Whispered in Gaza. The other project is called Voices from Gaza, and that was done in association with the Free Press, which you hear Joseph mention in this as well. So there are two different places that you can look at these videos, which are incredibly enlightening about the situation that's going on in Gaza. So once again, we thank Joseph Brody for being with us today, and I thank you for joining me for The Untold Story. I'll see you next time. You've been listening to The Untold Story with Martha McCallum. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Make sure to rate and review. For more podcasts, go to foxnewspodcast.com. Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
The Will Cain Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox and Friends weekend host Will Cain as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts.